Radhe Radhe Govinda Govinda Radhe 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 Govinda Govinda.
O you who are melting with compassion, O you whose lotus-like face smiles and is sweetly and satisfied, wherever you go to enjoy your loving pastimes with your beloved, please take me there so I can affectionately serve you there. O nectar moon of Gokula, O you who are melting with compassion, O you whose lotus-like face smiles sweetly and satisfied, wherever you go to enjoy loving pastimes with your beloved, please take me there so that I can affectionately serve you there. Come in here. With tear-filled eyes and a heart suffering of separation, Sri Raghunath prayed to Vishakha's lotus feet for Sri Radharani's darshan. When he wipes the tears from his eyes, he sees that Vishakhaji has disappeared and Shyama Sundara has come before him. Seeing him, Sri Raghunadasa prays to his lotus feet, O Lord, O
again.
With tear-filled eyes and a heart suffering of separation, Sri Raghunath prayed to Vishakha's lotus feet for Radharani's darshan. When he wipes the tears from his eyes, he sees that Vishakhaji has disappeared and Shyama Sundara has come before him. Seeing him, Sri Raghunadas prays to his lotus feet, O Lord, O moon of Gokula, O you whose lotus-like face is satisfied and smiling sweetly, O you who melts with compassion, take me wherever you go so that I can serve you. Every address is connected with the Kinkari's beloved service. Hanata, you are the lover of my mistress. Therefore, you are also my lord. You find great difficulty in meeting each other, although you are very attracted to each other's forms, qualities, and love. Therefore, you will greatly need me to bring about your blissful meeting. Sri Rupa Goswami has described this mutual love of Radha and Krishna in 10 verses that glorify Krishna's names called Lilamrita.
There's this mic, this teacher. Why is not me? I understand. First thing I want to say, Raghunath Das Goswami is meditating in Vishakha. Visakha is living near to Radhika. Her name is Visakha. Always she is near to Radhika. Radhika is feeling separation and Visakha is consoling to Radhika. After some time, he sees Visakha is not there. Is that Krishna is there. Similarly, when I meditate in my Gurudev, after some time, we don't see Gurudev, we see Radharani, Krishna there. So, this is the meaning of understanding that he is Visakha is mopping the face of Radhika and doing service. And Raghunath Das Goswami is meditating this. After some moment, he sees, no, Visakha is not there, it's a Krishna. It depends upon my deep meditation, how life is changing. So similarly, it happens in our life. We start meditating to Gurudev, his face, form, seva, and then Gurudev is not there. Rupa Manjari is coming, Radharani is there. So similarly they change. So this is the thing. Read again from beginning. It's a very important subject to understand.
So, with tear-filled eyes and a heart suffering of separation, Sri Raghunath prayed to Visakha's lotus feet for Sri Radharani's darshan. When he wiped the tears from his eyes, he sees that Visakhaji had disappeared and Shyama Sundara has come before him. Seeing him, Sri Raghunath Das prays to his lotus feet. O Lord, O moon of Gokula, O you whose lotus face is satisfied and smiling sweetly, O you who melts with compassion, take me wherever you go, so that I can serve you. Every address is connected with the Kinkari's beloved service. Ha Natha, you are the lover of my mistress. Therefore, you are also my Lord. You find great difficulty in meeting each other, although you are very attracted to each other's forms, qualities, and love. Therefore, you will greatly need me to bring about your blissful meeting. Sri Rupa Goswami has described this mutual love of Radha and Krishna in 10 verses glorify Krishna's names called Lilamrita. He maddens Radhika's heart with the honey drops of his flute song. His mind is grasped by Radha's bodily fragrance. His pastimes are the hook that catch the beautiful Radha's fish-like mind. And he is very attached to the kila-kinch ecstasy of Gandhara Radhika, who is blinded by loving pride. He is upset when Radhika, who is totally controlled by her friend Lalita, He's upset when Radha is even slightly piqued at him. He is very eager to drink the sweet nectar of Sri Radha's crooked words. The rays of his moon-like face cause the ocean of Sri Radhika's passion and love to swell. And he is like an emerald in the necklace of Vrishabhanu's daughter. He is like a bumblebee attached to Radha's blooming lotus-like face. And the mask pictures of Radhika's breasts have been printed on his chest when he embraced her. Anyone who recites these names of a prince of Gokula that are connected with his enchanting pastimes is very dear to him. Sri Bhanga Bihari Vidyalankar explains the word Nata as follows. O Lord, he Nata, Ayogyaniya Janavishta Purana Daksha. O Lord, you are expert in fulfilling the desires of even your unqualified devotees. There is a secret hidden in the name Gokula Sudhakara. Go means senses. Kula means the group. And Sudhakara means the giver of nectar. Here, Krishna is called the giver of nectar to Sri Radhika's senses. You can madden all Kula of Radhika's senses. Go. You will need me to console this Prema Pagalini, Radha, who is madly in love with you. You will need me to help her to come and meet you in the thirsting grove. How Sri Radhika's five senses are attracted to Govinda is described in Govinda's Bhagavata. Sri Radhika told her friend Vishakha, "Oh dear friend, Krishna, the prince of cowherders, inundates the mountain-like minds of the women of Raj with the ocean of his ethereal beauty. He delights their ears with his pleasant joking words, and he pleases their bodies, the sense of touch, with his body that is cooler than millions of moons. He inundates the world with his ambrosial fragrance and with the nectar of his pleasing lips. In this way, he forcibly attacks all my five senses. This is automatically the explanation of the 18-syllable Gopal mantra. Krishna is attracting Radhika. Govinda is pleasing her senses. And Gopi Jana Vallabha is her lover. Devotees of Radharani also praise this Krishna mantra because the service of Sri Krishna is included in and is inseparable from the service of Sri Radha. according to Sri Vanga Bihari Vidyalankar, Gokula Sudhakar means, just like the moon, he delights the people of Gokula. And now he also delights this person who is praying to him. When Sri Raghunath Dasa remembers Srimati's eagerness, he says, He Suparsana Vaktaravinda, Vaktaravinda. O you whose lotus-like face shines with satisfaction. Shyama and Swami, sit down on one seat. Swami's love is so full of eagerness that she feels separation from Shyam even when she sits on his lap. This is called Prema Vaichitya. And she cries out, O Lord, O Beloved, where are you? Seeing her condition, Shyama is astonished and filled with ecstasy. His lotus-like face looks very satisfied then. Because nobody knows what Utkanthavati, eager Radhika, may say or do next. It is necessary to keep a maidservant around. Because nobody knows what the eager Radhika may say or do next. It is necessary to keep a maidservant around. Therefore, Tulasi says, take me to your kingdom of spiritual pastimes. There is a very confidential explanation of the names Madhura Smita, sweetly smiling one, and Kripardra, you who melts with compassion. Radha and Krishna are playing in the kunja, and Swami has seized Shyama Sundara's play, telling him, you don't know how to play. She takes him by the hand to teach him all erotic arts. When Shyama sees Swami's endeavors, he smiles softly and sweetly, Madhura Smita. After their love sports, Swamini is exhausted and lies down on Shyama's chest. Shyama then melts with compassion, Kripardra, and begins to serve her and remove her fatigue by fanning her and massaging her. Tulasi prays, take me to the kingdom of your pastimes so that I can serve your beloved there with love. Whose beloved shall she serve? Swamini's beloved, you, or your beloved, Swamini. Whatever service you cannot do for Swamini, I will do. And whatever service Swamini cannot do for you, I will do. Saying this, Sri Raghunatha's heart becomes overwhelmed by emotions. Sri Hari Panchila sings, O Lord Gokulananda, with your satisfied lotus face, O joy to the eyes of the gopis, O you whose heart is melting with compassion for the fallen. O you with the nectar sweet smile. O lover of Radha. O Sri Govinda. Please allow me to serve you when you play loving pastimes that are full of rasika joking and laughter with Priya Radhika in the forest Kunja. O kings of gallants, please give me the treasure of the service of the eternally young couple.
There is nothing to explain, only to realize. Without your spiritual form, Manjari form, how we can enter there? And we have it, I can move with them to feel that. So this is the final thing to do in life. When this fortune comes in our life, that we increase to meditate in my Siddha-deha, spiritual body. When this perfection comes, the waves of their pastime start coming. In that pastime, this is one pastime happens. And this way gives in our life Visakha to Radhika, and Radhika gives the way to me to see Krishna. And then we see the lovers, Krishna as a lover, not as a god there. Then you will say that only amorous pastimes are there. In the scripture written that we have to come out from the lusty desire, material lusty desire. Yes, we have to come out to material lusty desire to increase our spiritual lusty desire. Lust make you to think, where is my lust? I think that. So this pastime is very important because iron can cut the iron. You take wood and you want to cut the iron, is possible? No, iron will cut the iron. So the spiritual lusty desire will come, automatic material lusty desire will quiet. So come here and practice this. This thinking will change your material lust. Automatically. This pastime of Radha and Krishna, they are divine, they are not material. So this divine thinking will change your material thinking. This is Raga Bhakti. And Vaidhi Bhakti say, first you correct yourself, In life, nobody can correct himself. Because correction, what you will do? You go to the church, you say that I give sin today, and in 1 week again you corrected sin. Why? Because it's covered with material. How you can remove your bad practice? You have to come out from that to think different way. If you are there, mistake will happen. If I and my body will do mistake in the nature. All will become active, and when you will become free from that, then that will become inactive. And you will active different place. That's only thing. So this is the meditation at the time of bhajan today. It's a Gopal mantra. Gopi Jana Vallava. Yeah. Krishna is a lover of gopis. That one we have to become kinkiri of the gopis. Kinkiri means the smallest servant. With my spiritual form. Hidden path of devotion is the Bhagavad Gita, like a basic book to understand Raga Bhakti. Like you, Bhagavad Gita gives the all Vedic knowledge, hidden path of devotion gives the all Raga Bhakti knowledge. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Go and take prasadam. Today Hansas also come. They should welcome them, receive them, arrange prasad for them. Go, please do this. Balram can I take them in the house.
Papa.
Some guests come, we have to welcome and respect them. Go.
Papa.
Later on I have to fix the box.
Good for you?
Ah, my stomach is very bad. I have to rest. I don't want to rest. How is GP?
Which verse was this? Vilap Kusuma verse 100.
Thank you.
Let me check.
Yes. Thank you so much for reading.
Radhe, Radhe, Govind.